Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. This segment is brought to you by BOSP, Test Squad, Mallow Made the Beat, Beer Force Films, C75 Live, and the music provided to you by LB on the track. I got my boy Young Jay. We finna have a conversation, what we call it, a healthy debate about top five MCs and why, as far as their contribution to the hip hop community and everything. So Jay, what it do, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Man, you know, we out here, man. Let's go on and get into it.
Sure, let's do it.
So give me your top five. Matter of fact, give me your number five rapper.
Ooh, number, man, this is hard. Are we talking like my favorite top five,
or yeah,
like
top five
skills, or
top five anything?
Man. All right, let's see. Number five, I would probably go Big Pun.
Okay.
Yep. Just based off dude's delivery and his wordplay. Like, I know he didn't put out that big of a body of work, but I mean, dude was just off the charts with his flow. Like, I would say one of the best.
Okay.
Moving on from that, four, I would say probably Biggie Smalls. Same thing, just smooth. Like, ain't nobody smoother than Big, you know? Let's see, where we at? Three. Jay-Z. I've always been a Jay-Z fan.
Okay.
I mean, his body of work speaks for itself. I mean, everything from his first album till now, he's just crushing shit. Like,
favorite Hove record right now to this date.
Oh,
new or old?
God,
you've got one.
Man, my favorite Hove record, I hate to be generic, but definitely Big Pimpin'. You know, he brought UGK on there. I'm a huge UGK fan. Like, when Pimp came on that record, he slaughtered it.
Okay.
Bun, top notch. And it just worked, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're from the South, he's from up North, and it just clicked. That beat was just, it had that bounce, and I was hooked when I heard that shit. Like, super solid.
So let me ask you this question, man, and I've asked a lot of other people that I've run into, man, who I have this conversation with. Do you think that if Big L and Big Pun had not died, do you think Hov would have been in the position that he is now?
Absolutely. I do, man, because I mean, you could definitely hear the growth from him when he started. Like, I mean, dude's just a monster. And he don't write. Like, it's all coming from just straight off top.
Yeah, I feel that. You know,
and Big L too, that's an honorable mention. Like, I couldn't put him in a top five, and you could ask me a top five tomorrow, and it would probably be completely different, because there's
so many people
that, you know. So, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I feel like that, you know, speaking on Hov, it's, you know, some people, you can tell some people are special when it comes to, you know, with the bars and wordplay and transition and delivery. And I feel like that Hov turned a corner once I heard Song Cry, that Song Cry record. I feel like that he really turned a corner and made a staple. It wasn't so much about, to me personally, it wasn't so much about Big Pimpin' and the dirt off his shoulders, man, when he came with that Song Cry.
I mean, yeah, and I said Big Pimpin' because that was the first thing that came to mind. Like,
no, yeah,
if
no,
I'm thinking
yeah.
Bounce, like, I'm going for that, or that Jigga What, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I could go on forever with Jay-Z records. Dude's got such longevity. Like, he's got a major catalog of hits. And dude just really be rapping. Like, where other people was making hits, like, doing everything else. Like, singing. And even when the auto-tune shit hit, like, Hov still stayed there. And the same with Wayne. And I hate to say that. Like, he's not in my top five, because I feel like Wayne's in my top five too. But and they remind me a lot of each other, as different as they are.
Yep, yep.
Just the body of work.
Yeah, I feel that. So, okay. So, number, what we on number two for you?
Number two, yeah.
Okay.
I gotta go Andre 3000.
Yeah. Yeah. Three stacks go hard.
Man, yeah. I mean, and I don't even gotta explain why dude is up there. He's just, dude's a genius. Like, I've been waiting on an Andre solo album, cause that speaker box low below thing, that don't count. You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, man, I don't know, man.
But I mean, Outkast is my favorite group of all time. And I mean, if we talk groups, that's a whole nother thing. Cause like, right. Cast, UGK, Wu-Tang, Field Mob, like, oh man.
Shout out Sean J and Smoke, y'all. What it do?
Bro, the most underrated rap group of all time. And yeah. I'll say that.
And I mean, speaking of groups, man, I mean, I feel like that, you know, after you've seen a person work, man, you know, it's you realize how people get to positions they are now, you know, and, you know, can't forget about the Youngbloods. Can't forget about the Youngbloods.
Right, right, right.
I mean, they've been there, so. But, so anyway, so now we at the number one. So hit me with it. Let's dissect this for a second.
I really like Lil Xan.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the dude Lil Xan.
Oh. No, I really ain't.
Nah, I'm messing with you.
I really ain't heard of Buddy, man. I mean, but nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can talk about
it. Nah, we ain't gonna talk about that. I'm messing with you, bro. I mean, it's gotta be the boy Eminem.
Okay, okay.
And I could talk on Eminem forever. Because, I mean, that dude rhymes words that ain't supposed to rhyme.
Yeah,
back to back, yeah, to back, to back, to back, to back, to back. Like, bro, it's just raw. Like, and he's got a catalog too. Like, my favorite album of all time, probably the Slim Shady LP. And a lot of people would say Marshall Mathers LP was his best. But at that time, man, like, when that shit dropped, like, yo, this dude is fucking crazy. Dude can rap his ass off. Still rap his ass off.
Okay, so
he can out rap anybody right now. I'm saying that.
I don't know.
Anybody, you name him.
I don't know. I don't think he can run with three stacks. I just don't think so in a battle.
That dude's wordplay is ridiculous, man.
I mean, now M, you know, his body of work speaks for itself. You know, God will never take that from him. Body of work speaks for itself. I just don't think he can run with three stacks. I'm putting it out there.
We can agree to disagree, but, you know, to each his own. But I don't think anybody's on that level, like, because he's complex, but at the same time, it's not over your head to where, like, some of these people just, like, put a bunch of words together and make them rhyme. Like, dude can paint a vivid picture and still just bar out. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I believed in Eminem when I first heard. And I mean, you know, the Superman was jamming. I think, you know what I mean? When he came with the Superman record, okay, cool. I felt that record. You know what I mean? When, you know, my name is Slim Shady. Okay,
man, bro,
cool.
I mean, when that dropped, I was in fifth grade, dog.
That was a staple record. You know what I'm saying?
When he came out, it was like, "Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Want to see me stick 9-inch nails to reach one of my eyelids?"
You know what I'm saying? But it was like the record for me with Eminem, when I knew that he was official, was the verse he dropped on Renegade for the 50 Cent project.
Jay-Z. Renegade was Jay-Z.
I know, yeah. Jay-Z was on, but I was on the Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, you talking about Patiently Waiting?
No, The Renegade.
That's Jay-Z, bro.
I know, that was Jay-Z and him.
Yeah.
So, that was on... What, that on the 50%?
Nah.
Was that on the Get Rich or Die Trying?
Nah, that was on the Blueprint.
I have been corrected.
It's all good, though.
Hey, no, there was the wrong album.
Hey, but then you gotta talk. You gotta talk 50 Cent. Bro. Man,
50 is just textbook savage.
That Get Rich or Die Trying album, and if you want to take it back farther than that, on his mixtapes, like No Mercy, No Fear.
Man.
What
was it, The Holy Quran? What was that one?
Dude.
What was the name of that one?
It was something like that. Anyway, the mixtape that came out before the album, before the drop album.
The one that had How to Rob?
That's the one.
Oh,
the How
man.
To Rob. Yeah.
Hey, dude was killing it.
So. So we got Jay's top five, man. We're going to be right back with a commercial break. This is just getting started. You are in the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. We'll be right back. Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. We are back. This is the top five debate. I am 6-4. I got Young Jay with me.
Yo.
So we just went through his Jay's top five. We had who is it? We had Big Pun at number five. Who else we have? What was number four?
Notorious B.I.G.
Biggie was number four. So we had
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Pun, Big, Hove.
Three Stacks. Slim Three Shady. Stacks.
And M. Okay.
But, man, that's so hard for me because, like, growing up, I was always, like, a huge Redman fan. Like, Redman was that dude back then. Like, I remember the first Redman album I got was There Is a Dark Side. I believe that's the one I'm thinking about, where his head's, like, sticking out of the sand, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was going to ask you which Redman.
And then Redman. Muddy Waters. And then Doc's the Name, like, come on, bro. Like, oh,
that's
what
I was
going to
ask you. Which
like
Red Man? Are you talking about Red Man and Meth Red Man? Red Man, Wu-Tang Red Man, or Death Squad Red Man?
That Death Squad album was solid, too. Man, with Eric Sermon and Keith Murray? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. But then another one of my favorite albums of all time, Method Man, Red Man, Black album.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That thing was solid.
Yeah.
And then Ghostface, too. Like, when I first started to rap, like...
Ghostface seemed like he was like the...
I almost, like kind of, I didn't, like, copy his style, but, like, I wanted to rap like Ghostface.
Man, you know what's like, funny, man? You know, when I think of Ghostface Killer, I think about, you know, when y'all at the barbecue, man, and your uncle, who's a player, pulls up in the leg. You know, and he hops
had that
big
ass chain and shit.
Yeah, you know, yeah. What's up, nephew? You know, that's how I just picture Ghostface, you
Ghostface
know.
Ghostface is that guy.
And somebody's player ass uncle.
You talk know? About Ghostface, you gotta mention Raekwon. Like, Raekwon has.
I mean, yeah, it's
that
a lot
Cuban
of
Link
them.
Shit was extra solid.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go back to the Method Man, Red Man thing. Like, Method Man was always... The whole Wu-Tang just was very influential to me. Like, because I grew up in South Florida. Down there, you would think that's, like, Dirty South. But at the time, man, like, I was hanging around a lot of cats from New York. So I was on a huge New York kick. Like, Wu-Tang was... That's what I listened to. Nas... Core Mega.
Dang him with the Core Mega.
Yeah.
Dude, see, this is how you know the people really do this, because you don't hear Core Mega unless you a real hip hop head.
Right,
that is why this is why the Sugar Hill album. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar Hill was a little before my time, but.
Yeah.
And then I went on a West Coast kick for a while. And actually, I was kind of late with the West Coast thing. Like, I didn't really even start listening to anything from the West Coast until Dre dropped The Chronic 2001.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had to go back and listen to The Chronic and get with the Dog Pound Gang. And, you know, of course, Snoop, like, all his old shit I always listened to, but I was definitely more influenced by East Coast stuff coming up.
So there y'all have it. So, okay, my top five, period. Y'all know I'm pro-South with what I'm getting ready to tell y'all. I don't hate anybody else, man, but I'm just kind of pro-South. So, number five is, I'm gonna say my number five rapper is Juicy J.
Okay.
And I say Juicy J because Juicy J used to go so hard. Now Jay is on. He's on to a whole nother level of things right now. So, you know, I respect the man in progress.
Absolutely.
But I'm talking about the Juicy J on the Orange 3-6 album. That's how we knew albums. That's how we knew which 3-6 album you were playing. Is that the orange one or the purple one? You know, that was the end, and then chapter 2, the world domination.
Yep.
But I'm talking about the Tet a Club of Juicy J. I'm talking about the 66-61 when the smoke clears Juicy J. I'm talking about just the mixtapes. You know what I mean?
And man, what's funny, man, is because I was super late on 3-6. And now 3-6 is like, I love 3-6. Yeah. But when it all started when I moved to Tennessee. Before I moved to Tennessee, I really didn't listen to them like that. But I mean, yeah. Shout to 3-6. DJ Paul, he's a good dude, man. I met him a couple times and super solid. Beats are nuts. And that's what made their sound was the beats. Like, they just had that knock.
Number four. Killer Gorilla. And I ain't talking about Killer Mike. I'm talking about Killer Callion.
Ooh. Beast. And super underrated.
Very underrated.
Beast.
The GOAT album he just put out, crazy. Bars crazy, transitions crazy, stupid. And when I first heard the Boss Hog Outlaws and I kept hearing the man holler killer, you know, I'm like, man, who is this dude? And then he just starts snapping.
Oh yeah.
So you had to go do your history on him.
You heard the Lorraine Motel?
Man.
Hey.
Bruh.
Hey, dude's the truth, man. I'm glad you mentioned that name, cause
I don't think Killer gets his due credit just yet, man.
He don't.
But Killer is killing three quarters of y'all's favorite rappers out here, period.
Absolutely.
Number three, Clifford Harrod himself.
Okay.
T.I.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And when I say I'm sorry, I mean Andre 3000 and Tip, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, when I heard the Urban Legend album, and that wasn't the first album. I mean, you had to go back to the PSC, the Inner Streets, Volume 1 through what, 6? I think it was Inner Streets. I think it was 6 versions of that. And Tip been snapping.
Oh yeah, on that I'm Serious, he was snapping. That trap music, you can listen to that front to back.
Man, the trap music still sounds brand new right now. But T.I., but the album that T.I. was really that he didn't really get, that didn't really get as much publicity was the not the T.I. versus T.I.P. album. I'm talking about the No Mercy album. The one he put out right before he went into jail. That's probably one of my favorite Tip albums.
And Tip's another one with a solid body of work, man. Like,
man,
the King album with that front back side to side.
And then
speaking of that, man, I gotta say, man, that Jeezy Thug Motivation 101. Like, that was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was T.I., Jeezy, and Trick Daddy. That's yep. That was my three, yep. Like, that was the soundtrack.
I feel that. So, who was at number three? So, I had... who did I have? I don't forget.
Man, I hate to get off track like that. My bad.
That's all good. It don't even matter.
Talking, man, I start, man, just thinking about all these.
It's all good. Number two. So, yeah, Tip was three. Killer Callion was four.
Juicy J was five.
And Juicy J was five. So, number two. Scarface, Brad Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
And I'm
absolutely
saying, I call him number two because my number one is. Let me just start on this whole. Let me just talk about Scarface for a minute. When you talk about one of the most influential people in the hip hop community, one of the most respected people, and I'm just talking about musically. I mean, it's like people thought Face fell off until he came back with the Deeply Rooted album. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying? Where's this been my whole life, you know? It's like I woke up thinking about that record, you know? So, I really believe, man, that just from his whole body of work, man, and then the delivery. I mean, and I'm talking about, man, my number one, if you ask me what my favorite Scarface record is right now, I'm telling you to go to the Untouchable album and go, what is it, like number nine, the South Side. You know, I spent my day right out by Holloway, broke and disgusted, with not enough money to buy Smooth, but I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
That's what I'm talking about. And then we don't even talk about the whole Untouchable album. You know what I mean? With it had the Smile and the Mary Jane on there, and that Southside record I was just talking about. And
dude's an incredible storyteller too. It's funny, man. I hate to jump in again, but I got a funny story about Scarface too. And that's so. I was at a hip hop conference back in like 07, and we were just kind of networking or whatever. Bunch of underground dudes just trying to get our name out and shit. And somebody was like, yo, Scarface just walked in. He's in the lobby down there. I was like, what? Like, I look up to Scarface. Like, Scarface was that dude. And I was just a kid. So I'm like, man, I wanna go meet this dude. He was sitting there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here we go. So, big fella.
So I walk up and I'm like, yo, Face, what's up? He's like, not right now. Alright. So yeah, so I'm like, well, man, I just wanted to let you know that, like, I'm a huge fan. Or what? He's like, not right now. Man, what the fuck? Like, I grew up on this dude's music, and he's just kind of like pushing me off. Like, I didn't really get it, like, at the time. Like I said, man, I was young. So I was, after that, like, he just kind of brushed me off. I didn't get to talk to him, but he was there.
Hey, Scarface was ready to get the smoke then. Yeah.
But then, hey, I met him again, like 2 years later. And cool as a fan, like super cool. So I just caught him at the bad time. I don't know. I went like 2 years without listening to Scarface, which was one of my, like.
You know, I did the same thing.
I came up
with that,
listening
man.
To Ghetto Boys.
I went like a solid like 4 or 5 weeks, man, without listening to A Ball and MJG Max. We had seen them in Chaps and Hickory Hollow Ball. You know what I'm saying? Rock, we had Ball of G, man. What's up, y'all? Man, I don't know what y'all talking about, man. Y'all get on away from me. But, you know what I'm saying? We'll take y'all the ass on back to Memphis, Tennessee then with that. You know? Solid 6 weeks I didn't bump Ball of G, period.
Right.
But I got out of my feelings, you know?
But man, you got to think, like, they got people coming up to them all the time.
Right,
shit,
right.
I mean, I was just a kid. I was probably 17, 18, something like that. So
number one rapper, period, of all time, Pac. And I say Pac because I believe that the Machiavelli album was so far ahead of its time. And it's like, you know, people say you couldn't compare that between that and All Eyes on Me. They argue that All Eyes on Me was better. What he did in two albums and All Eyes on Me, he got in one album on Machiavelli.
Yeah.
Period. Point blank, period. I don't get it. I don't understand how a man could put together an album like that, but I almost know all the words front to back. Yeah. All right, welcome back to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4, man. I got Young Jay with me. So, on another note, man, we just covered the top five rappers, our personal favorite top fives. And no, that ain't your top five, but you gonna listen to our top fives and see what we got to say. Because like Andre said, South got something to say. So, on another note, I'm bringing the smoke, man, about what HBO, man, and this whole Leaving Neverland thing, because y'all need to leave Ice Mike alone, man. Mike ain't did nothing to y'all, man, but taught y'all how to break dance, moonwalk, and how to whip parachute pants with zipper jackets, all right? So when you can make a whole world buy a silver glitter glove, then y'all can have a voice to talk about somebody, but talk about something. But until then, man, y'all need to leave Mike alone, man. Y'all ain't got these two little dudes out here talking about Mike done did something to him, man. Mike in the ground, he can't even defend himself right now, man. Y'all need to stop, man. I'm trying to, man, y'all getting on my nerves, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know HBO, and here the whole thing about it, man, is you got all these radio stations, they starting to pull Mike music over some allegations. Man, listen, y'all wasn't doing that when Macaulay, when it came out about the rumors about Macaulay Culkin getting touched by Mike Jackson. That was some smoke. That was rumors. Y'all didn't pull Mike music then. So what's the difference between now and then? That's what I want to know. And then, so according to Hot New Hip Hop Today, this is the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, and it's quite ironic that HBO decided to release this film titled, you know, Leaving Neverland. And you know, this is when I say the propaganda is so serious, and don't be easily influenced by it, because it's geared to make Mike look like a criminal, make him look like a monster. And Mike been beat up his whole life. Everybody know that. Joe Jackson, y'all seen the memes. Joe Jackson's the only man to whoop the black off Mike.
Oh man.
So I'm just saying, but no, man, this is crazy. So let's just see here. So yeah, so title, you know, one of the titles on Hot New Hip Hop Today, Michael Jackson's music gets pulled from radio stations worldwide. And a lot of the stations are following suit of each other. Until they have proof, then they're pulling Mike's music. Well, guess what? Y'all might as well just turn the whole radio station off, because I bet three-quarters of the musicians that got some kind of secret or some kind of rumor somebody done said about them. So if y'all are pulling music based on rumors and not hard concrete proof, go bankrupt and sell your business to somebody else. Because y'all believe y'all wrong. I think y'all wrong. Y'all wrong. Y'all know y'all wrong. Man, y'all know y'all wrong. Y'all shouldn't even be doing that. I mean, on top of that, it's Ice Mike. And it's not because I'm an Ice Mike fan. It's because I in my soul, I don't believe Mike did nothing to them little boys. I just don't believe it. It don't add up right. So, I mean, what you think, Jay? I mean, am I just talking out the side of my neck? Or, what do you think about it?
Man. Alright, yeah, I'm with you, man. That's wrong. Like you said, dude can't defend himself at all. I mean, that's like being in a boxing match with a dude with no arms. Like, he can't do nothing now. Like, everybody knows Mike Tyson. Blah. Hell, you got me thinking about boxing now. Mike Jackson was a weird dude. King of Pop. I don't know anybody who's not a Mike fan, but, I mean, like you said, there ain't no facts. It's allegations. So, for them to pull his music just off some he say, she say, that, I'm with you, man. It's wrong. And I haven't read up on it, man. I've been, I got a 2-year-old at home, so I've been busy. But, from what I see, they're doing the man dirty. I mean, there's always been allegations against him touching little boys or whatever, but it's almost like it ain't nothing new. And in the music industry, there's a lot of that shit that goes on. Like, it ain't just Mike. I mean, why are they coming out on him now? Now that he's 6 feet deep, you know?
And 10-year anniversary right, of his death.
Right.
That's why I believe that was timed by HBO. HBO, y'all knew what y'all was doing.
They knew
man.
Exactly what they man, were doing, y'all man. Think
this is like, man, oh we. That's just like when Prada knew what y'all was doing with them. Y'all hung the little monkey on the side of the purse trying to sell them. And, oh, we're gonna pull them off the back off the leg. Y'all knew what y'all was doing. Yep. Just like Gucci knew what they was doing with this whole blackface thing. Yep. And just like Katy Perry knew what she was doing when they brought her them shoes. It's like, oh, they look cute. I hope somebody buys them. I hope we don't catch too much smoke off of it. You shouldn't have put them out in the first place. You knew what was gonna happen. You knew y'all in a culturally sensitive world right now. Mm-hmm. And you know, after all the smoke you hear about, you know, about Gucci and about Prada and about, you know, Burberry and about TJ Maxx, then you see how sensitive things are. So just add fuel to the fire. You know, and you know, it's like my wife asked me a question today. She said, "What if?" I'm like, "What if what?" Because we watched the Gayle King and R. Kelly interview today. Now, here's the thing about it. I saw something that can't be denied. When a man shows that much emotion, that's not acted. And if y'all haven't watched it, I encourage y'all to watch it. Not to say it's going to change my opinion, or it did change my opinion, but he really believes that he didn't do nothing.
Nah, man.
And when there's too much heart, I mean, there's video, there's concrete evidence, you know what I'm saying, pinning it all against R. Kelly. So, you know, I really believe that dude really needs some help. So, back to the, I'm sorry, I ain't talking about R. Kelly no more. I done talked about R. Kelly about 3 episodes, man. I need to leave R. Kelly alone. You got some serious hills you got to climb right now, big fella.
Man, yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't think Mike did that. I don't know, man. I think Mike might have bought him a couple little chimpanzees, man, that run around in diapers or something, man. You know, I don't know.
I don't know if Mike did it or not. Like I said, is it possible? Of course. I mean, but for them to be coming out right now with all this, I think it was all part of the plan.
Yeah, I believe that. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. I got my man Young J with me. I can't let him leave without putting him on the spot for a couple of bars.
Oh man.
I can't let him leave. This is a treat for me, for y'all. So
man, you know I haven't rapped in like 2 years, right?
But no,
I'm retired, by the way.
Official retired. I did pull him out of retirement, man, jump on the guest list album with me. So put that out, you know, last November, last Black Friday. Y'all go look it up, man. Guest list. I got a gang load of features on there. But nah, I'm not even gonna put him on the spot. So yeah, so you know, I appreciate y'all checking in with us, man. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4, Young J, Tennessee in the building. We out. Till next episode, we gone.
Peace.